This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Joining us right now, thanks for giving us the time, my guy John Harper from SNY. We're going to talk a little New York baseball. What's up, John?
Hey, Keith, how you doing? I'm good.
I'm good, too. I'm watching the Met game. I'm talking to the Yankee fans. A couple quick questions about the Mets, and then we'll get back to the Yankees. What did you think about, you know, all of the things that came from Pete Alonso, 253, 254? Let's start with Gary Cohen's call. What did you think about, you know, him having his own private iceberg?
I don't know. I felt a little too scripted for me, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, listen, Gary's an all-time great, but I thought that was a little much, you know. I could have done without the private iceberg.
No, I agree. I mean, Gary is, that doesn't take anything away from Gary's greatness, but when I heard it, I just was like, the theater of the mind of it, I'm like, his own private iceberg.
I know.
The polar bear.
Yeah, I know. You're reaching a little bit there, and that's not typically. I don't feel like that's typically his style. He usually such a good at reacting to the moment. I think he had been thinking a little too much about that for a long time.
Yeah. So, what did you think about Pete Alonso? Down goes Straw. There was a lot of conversation about him writing that on the baseball.
I didn't get that either. I mean, listen. He's kind of a goofy guy in a funny way, and maybe he thought that was funny. It doesn't seem appropriate, really, to me. But especially Darryl was so great about the way he handled it. He's been in Pete's corner for years now. You know, I'm not sure what he was. Maybe he was just trying to be humorous or whatever. But it seems that seemed a little offbeat, too. I mean, that was kind of weird to me.
It missed the mark for me. Darryl was on with BT and Sal today, and he was all class. And, you know, he said he wouldn't have done it, but he didn't mind it. He didn't take it personally. He didn't take it any kind of way. And I'm like, down goes Straw. Doesn't that come from down goes Frazier, like a boxing match to knock a guy out? Like, you're not knocking out Darryl Strawberry. Darryl Strawberry is a great in his own right. And, you know, Darryl talked about, hey, the number being low because of how long he played here and, you know, even, you know, how it could have been 500 and how he was always rooting for Pete Alonso to get that number because he's, you know, a prolific power hitter.
Hey, listen, there was a time Darryl would have had a strong response to something like that, you know, in his younger days. He was when you're on the beat with him, he was a guy you could always go to and you were going to get some kind of a good quote. I mean, I love covering a guy. He was so colorful and so interesting, and you never knew when he might just go off at any time. But he's obviously, you know, he's changed the way he goes about his life and everything. I'm sure that plays a part in it. But it didn't seem to strike the right tone for me.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they fumbled this whole thing a little bit. Even, you know, Mad Dog came out and had a rant about, you know, the number and then who cares about the number. And they did a whole ceremony. And what did you think about the ceremony that actually got pushed to today because of the rain? You know, I think it's just the Mets coming into their own under Steve Cohen, under David Stearns, and, you know, giving the Met fans something to celebrate. They can't celebrate championships and other things like that. And, you know, this is an organic moment from a homegrown player. It is kind of odd because he isn't signed, but what did you think about the ceremony and how they kind of, you know, stretched this thing out from a T-shirt giveaway to, I think they have a commemorative like ticket that they gave out tonight?
It does feel like they're trying, you know, to create a little bit of, out of every possible avenue they can. You know, I'm okay with them having a little ceremony for one, but it's not like it's 500 home runs. I think that's fair to say. You know, it's not an all-time total or anything like that because Darryl didn't stick around long enough. So, but at the same time, I think Steve Cohen is trying to do the right things. You know, he's retired these numbers. I think he's trying to build a, I think he said it. He said he doesn't want, he wants to kind of end the misery that Mets fans feel about the team sometimes. So
right.
I guess this is all part of it, but you're right. You got to win championships. That's what's ultimately going to do it. You know, all these other things they're nice and they're fun and all that. I think Mets fans do appreciate having maybe a different culture for sure now, but you got to go out and win. And, you know, right now they're not doing that too much. So that's a problem too.
We're on the phone right now with John Harper from SNY, New York baseball columnist. John, you know, you just mentioned winning championships and coming off of being two games away from the World Series last year and going out and getting Juan Soto, that's a big piece. And then, you know, you bring back Sean Manaea, you bring back Pete Alonso, Jesse Winker, you go out there and get Jose Siri and AJ Minter and all these different, you know, got Clay Holmes. And now here we are in August and some of those guys are hurt. And a guy like Frankie Montas you signed, that blew up in your face. What is David Stearns going to do the rest of the way? I feel like he's got to have a plan and a plan and another plan because the plans from the winter have not turned out. Juan Soto is not the player that we saw last year or years before. And this pitching, I feel like, you know, his way of putting together a rotation, it has completely failed. The Mets they went from having the pitching lab and one of the best ERAs in baseball to one of the worst. So what do you think David Stearns is going to do here to try and right the ship?
I think he's going to pray that these young guys are ready to pitch in the big leagues. McClain's starting Saturday, and I would think you might see Sproat at some point because, I think that's, you know, look, Senga's pitching pretty well tonight so far. And I think there's still, Manaea's going to get it back. He got such a late start. But they do. They got major issues in that rotation, and he did. It's fair to listen. I gave him a lot of praise when it was working, so it's fair to criticize it because it does feel like he, you know, a little bit thought he could make anything work with that pitching lab. And the Montas thing, I never got. I think we might have even talked about that. I never understood that. It was such an early signing for that kind of money. I know from what I've heard, people in Milwaukee that he still knows there were telling him that Montas at the end of the year changed some things in his delivery and stuff, and he was really looking like a different guy. But he still had a history of injuries, so. He took a chance on that, and he tried to do it the low key way, which with depth, and the depth has kind of disappeared on him as well. But at some point, I thought they needed to make a trade for a starter at the deadline. There were only a couple starters traded, and the prices were pretty high, I guess. But even Charlie Morton would have helped this team. You know, he was traded to the Tigers. I know the Texas Rangers gave up a lot for Merrill Kelly, but so there wasn't a lot available that was within, I guess, reasonable price, but. Hey, still, I think they need something now. I think it really is about these young guys now, and I think they got to get creative. I think it's time to get Holmes to the bullpen, maybe make him a bulk type reliever. They need multi-inning guys because they have all these – he acquired all these high leverage one-inning guys. You got to have some guys that are going to be able to fill those gaps because even if these young guys come out and pitch well, they're probably not going to go more than 5 innings because that's the way they're trained in the minors. So you got to have guys like Holmes and maybe even Montas, Hope, and maybe Blackburn, somebody like that. The hope that you can – it's almost like a piggyback situation where you're kind of going from one to another to get to the deep end of that pen because you can't use those guys every single night the way they have been.
Yeah, I feel like he's got to get crafty now. I mean, it's gonna have to be a mixture of getting back into the pitching lab and getting who you have right, get those guys corrected, those guys right, and then also getting these young guys prepared and also protecting them, not letting them, you know, completely have their confidence shot. Like, they're bringing McClain up Saturday to face the Mariners. The Mariners have been winning and hitting a ton. They have Cal Raleigh. Like, this kid's got to face the home run leader in baseball, you know, this weekend. That's tough. But, you know, what do you think about them exploring doing things like, you know, like the Yankees just signed, like, Kenta Maeda. Chris Flexen got released. Noah Syndergaard got released. There's another name. I think Johnny Cueto or somebody else is floating around out there. What do you think about them going to find, you know, guys that are, you know, former major leaguers that are just like on the fringe and barely there anymore just to try to get by the rest of the season? Because I was talking last night about this stretch that the Mets have. I don't see them surviving the schedule that they have just the rest of this month, where they play from the 19th to the 3rd of September, the 19th of August to the 3rd of September without an off day. What do you see them doing to, you know, to get through that stretch with the starting pitching? Because none of these guys can go deep into games.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem right now. I mean, you can always try and bring somebody in, but I think they probably feel like they're going to get something out of McGill again. I guess he's pretty close. And then, I think they're pretty high on these young guys. That's what Stearns is saying. That's what I've heard from other people over there, that's one of the reasons they weren't willing to give up much in the way of prospects for starting pitching at the deadline. They feel like these guys are ready to contribute. So we'll see. I mean, that's what they're banking on. And I think, you know, as bad as Peterson as that was last night, you still got to believe he's going to give you some good solid starts down the stretch. So I think there's enough there if these young guys contribute. But you're also, I think you got to get something out of Holmes and Montas, even if it's out of the pen, to kind of fill in the gaps there depth-wise. Because they do. As you said, they have a tough stretch coming up for sure.
Let's switch gears to the Yankees. We're on the phone right now with John Harper from SNY. As you know, the Mets have their struggles. So do the Yankees. Both teams are looking like wild card teams. Is that good enough for the Mets and the Yankees to just get in? Is that good enough for the Mets and the Yankees to be the third wild card team?
Well, not on the surface, no. I mean, they both should be winning their division. They have the talent to do it. But, you know, as we've seen in recent years, all you really have to do is get in and be playing well at the time, and anything can happen for you, especially for the Yankees, because the American League just doesn't seem as strong. It's maybe a little better than last year, but still not really deep in terms of that playoff field. So I think either one could get on a run, and they both have, well, the Yankees in particular, if you get Freed going again, I mean, you're never sure about Rodon, but you have the high-quality top starters at the top of the rotation that could get you into the playoffs and go a long way.
Coming off of the Astros series and the way they lost that series, the first game with pitching Devin Williams in a tight spot and then absolutely getting rolled on the Sunday game, barely hitting a home run, Trent Grisham to take the lead in the one game they won. You know, we heard a lot from Willie Randolph about how no one fears the Yankees anymore and how these guys got to be ready to be in a dogfight every time, you know, they step out there. Jorge Posada talked about these guys need to be angry. They need to stop being so buddy-buddy with everyone, stop being everyone's friend. And, you know, Joe Torre told a story about how George Steinbrenner used to keep Don Mattingly on his toes. He felt like players needed to be on edge, whether it was messing with him about his hair or what he did in a game or, you know, just kind of always checking on him. Like, you know, do you think that the Yankees are broken? Do you think that the Yankees fundamentally are broken? The farm system is broken. The culture is broken. And now we're just in this country club era of the Yankees, and they can't get right. They can't go on a run. They can't get back to what they used to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but it has been, you know, kind of, I guess maybe disturbing is the right word. Some of these quotes in recent weeks from players that were in the organization that say that fundamentals aren't stressed in the minor leagues. I mean, I'm shocked to hear that, because Cashman has always talked about that as being, you know, one of the tenets of the organization. So I don't know, but it shows up. I mean, it's not showing up. The fundamentals, we talked about it a lot, the lack of fundamentals at the big league level. You would have thought after what happened last year and all the talk from the Dodgers that they would have made sure that everything was buttoned up this year, but you've seen all the same type of things, the base running, the mental errors. And I really thought, I mean, I thought Boone had a chance to make a statement with that Jazz Chisholm play where he got picked off of this pop-up at second base.
Yep.
I know, we know Chisholm had the explanation of what he's trying to do, but I don't care. You can't do that. If he pulls him out of the game, I think he has a chance to send a message. At some point, you got to tell your team, I'm not putting up with this. You know, I know the big thing from him is he feels like there's so much pressure on these guys in New York that he doesn't want to put more pressure on him. But at some point, you got to send a message. And I think that's probably what you're hearing from guys like Posada. You want to see a manager react in a way that's going to let these guys know it's not good enough. And maybe that, you know, maybe that in a way lights a fire in some way, because it does feel like sometimes that the Yankees need a little bit of a spark. You know, I mean, I think Judge is a great leader, but even he could occasionally say something here and there to make them feel like we got to do more.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like it should have been Yorbit Vivas the first game out of the All-Star break when he didn't slide and get down, and he's kind of just casually running into third base, and Ronald Acuna Jr. throws him out from the corner of right field. I'm like, that is the opportunity to take a kid out of the game and sit him down and make an example out of him, but they don't do that. So here's my last question for you. If the Yankees miss out on the postseason, are they firing Aaron Boone? Is Aaron Boone gone?
I think it's got to be. He's got to go. I mean, I know Cashman doesn't want to do it. He believes in Boone. But I can't believe Hal Steinbrenner is going to let that slide. We know it's not Hal's style, nothing like George, all with, you know, that, all that stuff. But he's still, there's going to be, I mean, if they miss the playoffs, that's going to be a complete catastrophe. And I think at that point, he's got to react. I mean, really, at that point, what are you losing by changing managers? You're not getting, you obviously would not have gotten the most out of this team if they missed the playoffs. So at some point, you got to try something different. I absolutely think Boone will be gone.
John, you're the man. Thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate the time.
Hey, anytime, Keith. Good talking to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.